Coming up next week, a workshop will focus on the stewardship of medically important antimicrobial drugs in food animals. Will be held at the Bailey Center Auditorium on the campus of Wallace State Community College in Hansville, Alabama. The August 25th workshop is targeted for livestock producers, feed suppliers, and veterinarians across the southeastern part of our country. This free workshop is an opportunity for participants to gain a comprehensive understanding of two guidance for industry, or GFIs, issued by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration regarding the use of medically important antimicrobial drugs in food-producing animals, as well as FDA's revised veterinary feed directive. This workshop is also an opportunity for other stakeholders, such as state and federal agencies, colleges of veterinary medicine, and university extension personnel, to gain insights into the changes needed to meet the requirements. Now, the workshop is for pork, cattle, poultry, and sheep producers, veterinarians, and feed suppliers in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Missouri. Advance registration is requested and can be completed online. The August 25th workshop will include presentations by producer leaders, the local veterinary community, and representatives from the regional feed industry. Officials from FDA and USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service will also participate. A major part of the agenda is designed for producers, veterinarians, and feed suppliers to identify and discuss the management challenges ahead. Now, this is just one of 12 regional workshops being held across the nation, and comments will be gathered at these workshops and compiled in a report assessing the economic and physical challenges facing producers. Now, many producers and businesses across the entire food and ag value chain have already taken action to reduce the use of medically important antimicrobial drugs in food animal production. But by the end of 2016, administration of these products to food-producing animals will be restricted to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. More details about this workshop, again being held next Tuesday, August 25th, can be found at farmfoundation.org.